the average fisherman use will range something like about maybe 400 yards long.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good net.
Mm-hmm. Are they ever set out in any other way besides just in circles?
That's what you call driving. Driving.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Well, at night, you'll make a half moon with this long net. And then you will go up approximately 200 yards inshore and go to beating and drive those fish out on your net. Now in the daytime, you do that for trout, because trout usually don't go around your net, but mullet will take and just go right on around your net and keep going. But you do that at night for mullet, where they don't see as good. But in the daytime, that won't work. You have to circle them.
This water is shallow enough so you can see when you have a lot of fish in an area.
Sure, you know when you got them in, when you have them.
Well, I mean, when you're deciding where to set the net out, you just scatter.
Well, you find your fish. This mullet jumps.
Mm-hmm.
Flips, and a lot of times they will be up on an oyster bar. You just round up the whole oyster bar, get them there and beat them off it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that would be interesting if you've never seen it.
Yeah, I never. when I saw him fixing the net, that was the first time I'd ever really looked at a net.
Is that right?
Do people around here ever go out in deep water?
Oh yeah, they go a group of fishing.
This is all the lines.
Yeah.
You can't use a net at all.
No, not out there. You're in 30, 40 feet, 100 feet of water. That's strictly a hand line fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I went group fishing my wife and I about a month and a half ago.
Did you get anything?
Yeah, I caught one group of it. We caught a lot of little fish, what we call blackfish.
What's a blackfish?
One of his good eating fishes. They hardly ever get over 2 pounds at the biggest. But they are a good eating fish.
They're deep sea?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we were catching them in about 70 feet of water. You don't see land several hours.
Do most of the people around here, they have a small boat and just 2 or 3 people go out?
Mostly, it's hardly ever over 2.
Mm-hmm.
And now, it's mostly just 1.
How can they manage with just 1?
Well, he can handle that net. He can handle it pretty good. Right by himself.
Is this with a bird dog?
That's with the bird dog, yeah. Or a skiff boat, either one.
Why would anyone need 2 people?
Well, it makes his work easier. One pulls the lead line, the other one pulls the cork line. It makes it a lot easier. But then there's 2 of you to share in that catch instead of 1.